Don't miss your second chance to get your hands on the RHAP Bell shirt, which is back. Second edition t-shirts are here. We had them on sale at the end of last year for just 3 weeks from Teespring, and now they are back on sale between now and the end of Survivor 30. So go ahead and check them out at robisawebsite.com/bellshirt. The shirts are starting at $16 plus shipping. $1 from every shirt is going to be donated to Autism Speaks to raise money for autism research. That's $1 from every one of the shirts. So check them out at robisawebsite.com/bellshirt.
The smartest guys around are about to break it down like they've won the game a million times.
Well, actually, they didn't really win the game at all.
Survivor Know-It-Alls.
Yes, that's right. Survivor Know-It-Alls is back here after episode number 12 of Survivor 30, and a special night here because congratulations are in order for this man. Here he is. He was just announced as Employee of the Month of Rob Has Podcast, Stephen Fishbag.
Wow, I feel like it's my birthday, and I'm getting the birthday treat that I wanted. This is better than a Survivor reward on my birthday. Best birthday ever. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, today's actually my brother's birthday. So happy birthday to Danny C. And what a special night this is because in all seriousness, congratulations to you, Stephen Fishback, one of the 32 people vying for a spot on Survivor Second Chances. Look at you.
It's unbelievable. And truly, like, the greatest part is I have been overwhelmed for the past 90 minutes with love and support from like the RHAP community. It's crazy. Like, people have been like, RHAP has got you.
It's a blind side. That's how they get you in full sense security.
Yeah.
That's like the Rodney, like, I'm just going to quit, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Like, don't even bother trying to campaign. We got you. I'm truly like amazed and overwhelmed by how much the community has. And I had a dream. I'm not even joking that I had a dream last night that I was actually out there on the island and there was like a bunch of faces from the cast. And at the end, Jeff Probst, this actually says, and we've got one more contestant joining you. And I was wondering, like, who is this going to be? What crazy contestant could this be? And Dan Lembo walked out. I swear to God, I had the dream.
Is this mandatory? Do I have to be here for this? Can I just leave?
Is that like a classic anxiety dream when Dan Lembo shows up? I feel like.
Did they push him out in a giant wheelchair?
Yeah, exactly. He was in the giant oversized chair.
Oh, wow. All right. So
excited by the opportunity. This
is fantastic. Well, very, very excited for you, Stephen. And so could you talk us through this process of what this is going to be? So you're in the mix here. People are able to vote for up to 10 people a day at what is it, SurvivorSecondChance.com?
Yes, Survivor, CBS.com/Survivor/Second Chance. You can vote for 10 men and 10 women every day. Please vote for me every day and then 9 other people, you know, whatever. I don't really care. Probably.
Well, what I think is going to be so fun, I said this on, and Josh Wigler and I just did a recap of the entire name of 32 people, which you can see
at
robinsonsa.com. What I said here is you being on the show is such a win-win because if you go back and you win, great, you know, more power to you. Congratulations.
Wow. Yeah.
Woo! But if you go back and make like really dumb mistakes, like that's going to be so fun also. Like that's really just going to be so great to just talk about all the things like that you like, everything you say not to do,
that's like my number one fear is just like I've built up this identity as like a know-it-all strategist. And it's totally conceivable that I'm going to like write a note to someone and hand them an idol. You know, like that absolutely.
That happened to somebody you knew once, right?
Yeah, he was great. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's going to be really, really fun. And we'll of course be doing lots of coverage about Survivor Second Chances along the way. Now, Steven, so what's going to happen now? So everybody's going to vote over this 2-week period. And then, so when do you find out what's going on?
It's crazy. I mean, we find out at the finale, like at this finale for this season, we are going to be in the audience and like, no joke, they are going to tell us, you know, they're going to announce who's going, and they're going to take them from the audience and like they're on lockdown. Like, that's it. Like literally like, and like a day later, they're off to Cambodia. I hope it's we're off to Cambodia. But isn't that crazy? Like that's
really is. It's almost like, you know, Shades of the Hunger Games. It's like, you go right from your house.
It's like ripped from your home and sent off to fight on Cambodia. I mean, it's so cool. It's so, so cool. Like that's what I feel like. It's so exciting to be part of this like insane experiment in Survivor, you know?
Yeah. And also if you don't get on, boy, we're going to be, because the finale's out here, right? We're going to have one hell of a night out drinking.
Just cursing the 10 people, 10 men who do get on. Yeah. No fishies that season. Nobody's in.
Oh, that would be the most bitter people.com.
Can you believe this garbage? Yeah.
Oh boy. All right. So that's going to be so much fun. That's going to be, I'm sure, a backdrop for everything else that's going on here. Of course, we have all of these, season 30 players who are also in the mix. And also at the same time, a couple of them are still active in the game. One of them really had a coming out party tonight in Carolyn.
Oh my gosh. Huge episode for Carolyn. I'm actually going to give her the fishy tonight. because I think this was a big episode for her. She turned on Tyler, which is a huge, huge move. And, you know, 7 people left in the game. She and Tyler have been together at least since day 3. They've been a solid alliance. He's the only person who knows about her idol. And for her to vote him out is such a big decision. I'm excited to talk about it with you, because do you keep the solid ally or do you get rid of the threat? So that's the big question.
All right. Well, looking forward to talking all that through tonight. Of course, we'll get through everything and, of course, take your questions. We are here live. We got the chat room open here on robinswebsite.com. We are also going to be taking your questions, hashtag RHAP, and then also on our YouTube channel at robinswebsite.com/YouTube. Big day tomorrow on the podcast. Of course, I'm going to be speaking with the most recently eliminated player from the show. That's going to be Tyler. He's going to be my guest on the exit interview tomorrow. And then your boy, Tyson Apostle, Steven, is going to be joining us for a full podcast recap and voicemails with Tyson.
Tyson casts are always, they're great.
Have you listened to any of the podcasts I've been doing with Tyson and Spencer Pratt?
I have. I've listened to a couple of them.
The Spicin Hour.
Yeah. It's kind of wonderful. I've been like wondering, like, would they be able to do it without you? Like, you really keep those two of them. I don't know.
We're not
into the ether.
but it's fun.
It's great.
Yeah. That's a whole different surreal thing that's happening. Is there anything that like from this whole experience of that you've been having tonight? What's been the weirdest thing? Is there anything?
I mean, honestly, like just the amount of like immediate support, it kind of reminded me of when Tony like accused me of having feces smeared glasses and like the RHAP community just like overwhelmed him in defense of me, which I was like legitimately touched about. And the same thing kind of has happened tonight with just people like tweeting me, you know, we've got you, that you're in. That's been so incredibly cool. And, you know, I've played the long game. 7 years ago, we started writing and podcasting because I knew someday this would pay off.
Yeah. Oh, how great would that be if next season, if I could get Tony to do recaps with me and then Tony could just be talking about your game and you'd be like, F you, Tony.
Yeah. There will be some slumber parties.
Tony. Yeah, this is exciting because Steven, that it's just such a crazy radical departure, because we've never gotten to talk to people before they were potentially going to be on a season. Like, that's never happened before. There's been all-star seasons and it's sort of like, okay, well, hush, wink, wink, you know, cloak and dagger. But this is the first time that it's really out in the open and everybody is going to be campaigning. You're going to be seeing like what everybody's saying on Twitter, whatever, everything is going on. Like, this is totally different and exciting.
I love it. And I love the fact that people, I mean, really are not going to know until like 2 days before we physically leave the country. We're going to find out. We're going to get immediately locked down. I love that because it minimizes the pre-gaming thing, I think, to a great degree. You know, like, I have been avoiding that. I think, you know, probably a lot of people are avoiding that. But it makes it almost impossible because you don't really know who you're going to be playing with. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah. And we're also going to be conducting some independent exit polling, Stephen, on Rob as a podcast. So at robaswebsite.com/exit poll, if people want to go ahead and tell us how they're voting.
Cool.
I'll give you a heads up if you don't need to pack. That weekend. I'll give you a heads up, like pack light.
That's great.
Yeah.
All my new survival gear that I've purchased. That's fun. Ready? You ready?
Yeah. Let's jump into this. So, let's start with the Carolyn thing because she makes the big move tonight.
Yeah.
And she ends up switching her vote, and she ends up voting along with Mike to take out Tyler. Now.
Yeah.
I know that we love big moves, and according to Jeff Probst, you have to make big moves if you want to win Survivor, but was this the right big move to vote her closest ally out of the game?
So, I mean, on, like, superficially, I think it's super early, right, to vote out Tyler. You know, they're not, he's in her number one. She knows they're going to vote together. But looking at it, you know, one of my big regrets in Token Chains was that I didn't take out JT when I had the opportunities, and he kind of won out. And, you know, I've always sort of said, well, you know, if I'd taken him out too early, then I would have been a solo player and I would have been the next target. But Carolyn, I think, is in an interesting position here where Tyler really truly may be her biggest threat. And if she, because they're such close allies, and that most of her paths to the end game are with Tyler. And she knows, I think, that if they're sitting together, she can't possibly win. So, I think it's such a bold move to get rid of him, and then look at who her alliance is, you know, then, like, assuming she stands strong with the six, it's like her, Dan, Will, Rodney, and Sierra, you know, and everyone still wants Mike out. Like, she's the only non-goat on Goat Island.
The only non-goat. Really did do a good job, but for in this episode of really, like, coming alive, like, I love that one confessional that she had where she said, like, she turned to the camera and she says that basically that she, you know, might take, you know, maybe she would be the one that's going to switch over and vote with Mike. So that was really, she says, who knows? It could happen.
And she said it in such a playful way.
Yeah, it was good. I really liked that from her. But I feel like for Carolyn here, is she better off now than she was with having the Unbreakable 2? Because I always feel about this game and, you know, there's a little bit of, okay, well, you got to get rid of the person if you know you can't beat. If you're Jervis, you have to figure out a way how to get away from Tyson. If you're Steven, you have to figure out how to get away from JT. But there's also something to whoever has that Unbreakable pair are the toughest two people to beat.
Yes.
So, is that better off? Is she better off in this game at Final Six without Tyler? My gut says that she's not.
Well, so I think the benefit that Carolyn has going for her right now is that there are such other big targets out there. You know, everybody wants Mike out. Everybody wants Dan out because he's got this, like, this advantage. And everybody kind of wants, you know, everyone kind of wants Rodney out because he's like a hothead. So I think the fact that there are, I mean, my inclination too is, like, you want to stick with your tight pair. Tight pair is incredibly strong. Seven is very early. It could be there. I mean, you could also see the situation where Carolyn makes it to the end with Tyler and we say, why didn't she turn on him when she had that moment?
Yeah, we could definitely say that, but I don't even remember saying that at final seven of any pair. Like, you know, back in Survivor Philippines, the first season we started doing Survivor Know-It-Alls, you know, we used to talk about Malcolm and Denise and say, oh boy, Denise has to get rid of Malcolm. Denise has to get rid of Malcolm because Denise probably can't win against Malcolm in the end. Now, ultimately, she does that at four. We were probably kicking and screaming for her to do it all the way from six or whatever. But at seven is, you know, people weren't coming for Carolyn at that point. And is she in a situation now where instead of going to the end with Tyler, she's going to the end with Mike?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, she definitely wants to get Mike out, and is Tyler maybe a good competitor against him in challenges? Like, that's something to consider. But to be honest, the only two people who are winning immunity challenges are, for the most part, Carolyn and Mike. So, you know, Carolyn is an immunity threat. Like, Mike is
And Tyler did win one.
Tyler did win one. Yes, Tyler did win one. But for the most part, it's, you know, Mike has won a lot and Carolyn has won a lot. And looking around, you know, are Dan and Will a threat to win challenges? You know, maybe Dan is a master at that foot catapult, but like shy of that, I don't know. And, you know, Rodney hasn't really performed well at all either.
Because to me, just to play it out, if I'm Tyler and, you know, Tyler said, okay, the plan is just to stick, is to sit pretty. And so he ultimately has this plan tonight where they're going to take out Dan. And so they're going to have everybody go along and split the votes and then vote out Dan. So if you get rid of Dan and you get rid of his vote doubler, then, you know, what's the next move? Then you take out, are you taking out Sierra next? Is that the next likely person to go out? And then eventually there'll be a point where Mike can't play his idol. And then you're going to potentially the four with the four people that you have. And I feel like that's sort of just a cleaner shot at this. Now, again, for Carolyn, maybe at five is the time to start to get rid of Tyler, because now at this point in the game, now Tyler is gone. That was her one true ally who wasn't talking about getting rid of her. Now I feel like she's almost without the protection. Mike could very well just say, you know, hey, let's get rid of Carolyn next time. Dan still has the vote doubler, which she's one of the people that knows about. So you leave him in the game and his advantage. So I don't love this move so much for Carolyn.
You think it's too aggressive. And I absolutely see that point. I absolutely see that point. It's too soon to get rid of a strong vote ally. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to gauge. It really is hard to gauge. I mean, you know, she gets the thing is like what, the alternative is vote out Dan, but like why vote out Dan, who's a jury goat? Like why
has a vote doubler?
Right, but like he's also
votes.
To Tyler's point, you know, Dan is the most loyal guy around. So
gullible.
Gullible, right? So maybe Dan is in play with Tyler out of the game. You know, maybe suddenly Dan becomes a potential Mike ally, but Carolyn's already there. You know, I think that for Carolyn, I completely see the argument of it's too soon. Why vote out the ally? Dan is a big threat because of the vote doubler. I just think on the margin, you know, there are very few actual threats in this game left. Like take the shot to get rid of one of them.
All right. So what about the idea from this plan from the onset? Do you feel like it's the right move to put the four votes on Mike and put so much, so many of the votes on Mike, even though he's going to play the idol?
I kind of liked it, to be honest. You know, I think we see a lot where people like flourish the idol and then no one votes for them. And then they don't play the idol and then they get away scot-free. I kind of liked that they're going to keep him honest about it. I mean, obviously it blew up terribly for Tyler, you know, and probably Rodney wasn't thrilled with that either. But, you know, in and of itself, I thought it was interesting. Like, would you is that what you would do that, right? If you were out there?
I think so. I mean, yeah. But for me, I'm surprised that the plan never turned into the thing of we're going to put our votes on Rodney. Like, let's do the fake plan. Let's put the votes on, everybody vote out Rodney tonight. And then the actual plan becomes everybody vote out Rodney. Were you surprised that that didn't ultimately materialize?
It didn't finally actually like do that.
Because I really thought that the way it was going to go was that he was gonna flip out birthday Patty, and then I had to wash dishes on my birthday, worst day ever, Mama C sucks. And then I thought she was gonna say, well, you know what, screw you, I'm gonna vote with Mike and let's vote out Rodney here at this point. Like that would have made some sense to me of like, here, let me start working with Mike. But let's do it and take out Rodney because he's the person who is, has lost it.
Right. But to Mike's point, you know, best to keep Rodney around. He's flipping out and pissing everybody off. And like, look, I agree with you on a normal season, you know, take out the Rodney, use that momentum. But this is like the most goaty season ever. And like, I really think, you know, we've seen a few, even I think Slate had an article about it today. Or someone did. Like, this truly is the season with the least likable final, you know, seven or eight, like in history.
And, except for Carolyn and Mike, right?
Right, right. Except for Carolyn and Mike and anyone else who may be on season 30. But seriously, like, there's a lot of unlikable people out there, and so like, why not get rid of the likable ones?
Yeah, it's a fair point. I mean, I definitely can see why Tyler is a threat and why you get rid of him, but I just wonder. Does the danger Tyler presents outweigh how loyal he is to Mama C? And I just feel like as somebody who was never able to have somebody in this game that was as loyal to them as Tyler was to Mama C. I just feel like that's gold. I don't know how you could throw that away.
No, look, and look, I mean, it's, you know,
I would never throw that away. If there was somebody that I knew was just like dead set loyal to me, I don't know how you could get rid of that person.
And if Final Seven, it's so dangerous because then suddenly, you know, your pair is broken up. You're less of a block. Like, why not just get rid of the other part of the pair? You know, you become an immediate target next. Like, I could absolutely see Carolyn going home next because Tyler's gone. He was her protector, you know, and being part of a pair is not just about having the votes. It's also about having information flowing between two people. It's being part of more conversations. It's being able to, you know, influence people more, you know, in more ways to reinforce each other's stories. So it's a very, very powerful force in Survivor. So, you know, it's a marginal thing for me.
And just to go back to the Denise thing or even to the you thing, like I feel like I would take my chances of going further into the game with the chance that the person, you know, and, you know, in the case of Denise, Malcolm doesn't win immunity. And in the case of JT, he does win an immunity there at the end. And you don't have that shot at him at Final Four or Final Three. But I just feel like I would, it's too early and you don't have that clean break of, like, I just can't see the path to daylight for Carolyn at this point right now, especially with Dan's vote doubler.
Yeah, and she's been winning out. You know what? I think you've actually convinced me, Rob, in the course. Yeah, I don't know if I have time to switch my people blog, but in the course of this conversation, I think you've convinced me that maybe the right move would have been to take out Dan and you know, keep Tyler around. You know, he's a threat. He's a chance to win out. He's an ally. He's a chance to beat Mike in a physical competition. I don't know that maybe that's the move. Maybe that's the move. Well, and persuasively, you know it all.
Rob's the best. Know it all. Steven should have never made that call.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about all of the drama that came out of the Rodney birthday party.
Yeah. Did you do the Rodney drinking game where you take a shot every time he says his birthday?
Boy, you get the sense that when Rodney's mom goes away for a couple of days, that the dishes must be stacked sky high at Rodney's house.
Rodney does not like doing the dishes. My gosh. Yeah.
Who asked him to do the dishes? Why do you do the dishes?
He's got a lot of really firm, you know, women are held to a higher standard. His birthday is sacrosanct and a national holiday. He's a little bit, you know, he's got some opinions.
Yeah. What do you think of this from a strategy standpoint? Did you feel like any of those players should have given Rodney the birthday patty that he wanted?
Well, Mike definitely no, right? That's right. A no-brainer that Mike, everyone's been trying to vote out Mike for weeks. You know, of course, Mike is going for the reward himself. No, why should they? You know, no, like then they are seen. I mean, we've seen that when people give up their rewards, no one is grateful for it. And they usually get voted out that episode.
Yeah, but I like that Jeff has taken a little bit of San Juan del Sur with him into the season. That he's like almost pushing it the season of like, hey, totally if anybody wants to give up their thing for Rodney, because Jeff does know that that's going to be great drama because whoever gives it up is probably going to get blindsided in that episode. And it's going to be, and we're all going to be sitting there like, oh, can you believe Carolyn gave up her reward and then Rodney voted her out in that episode?
It's happened almost every single time that someone has given up. I think possibly every single, maybe not every single time.
Because Natalie did it too and she didn't give up on it.
Right. But other than that, like it's basically happened like every single time that as soon as someone gives up a reward, they are voted out of the game. It was definitely the right move to not do that.
Okay. So if Jeremy Collins gives his rewards to you in season 31, you won't blindside him?
I can't. Yeah, you know, I'm not gonna vote out anybody. Any of these potential.
that's such a great strategy.
Yeah. It's new. No, it's never been tried before.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. But you just be like James. Be like, I just want to win, y'all.
Yeah,
I'm just here to win.
I don't eat the apple.
I don't eat the apple. Let's just win. Yeah. Let's win the challenges. Have one voice, and that's it.
That's all. Not worry about one any of no this apple.
Social game. Let's stop it.
Yeah. That's my new thing. I'm going to come out a new player, just winning challenges like James. When I take my shirt off, it's something to see.
You're going to be the new James. Yeah. All right. So in terms of some of the other players, did you feel like Mike was passive in this episode? Like I almost felt like Mike was a little bit like, hey, I'm not going home. I'm not going home. Like, and just didn't seem to be pushing things too hard. Yeah. And maybe is the soft sell a better approach for Mike?
Yeah, it's interesting, right? Because like we kind of want Mike to stir the pot a little bit here. Like he's got immunity. You know, it's imperative for him that this Alliance of Six. It's imperative for him more than that. Just someone goes home for the Alliance of Six, but that they actually turn on each other. Like he needs to actually see cracks in that alliance. And he pushes a little bit. You know, he says to Dan, you know, you got those two votes, Dan. And he, you know, so but and he tells Carolyn he's voting for Tyler. And but we really didn't see him, you know, trying to cut deals in any way.
Mm. So but for Mike, who's somebody who's on the outs, you know, anything he's going to be doing is going to be seen as desperate. And oh, you can't trust Mike. He'll say anything right now because he knows he's next and you can't trust him. But almost by taking his foot off the gas, do you feel like that proved to be more effective for him tonight?
Well, I mean, you know, no, there was no question that someone from the Six was going home. You know, people had been talking about voting out Tyler, right? Last week they talked about voting out Tyler. So like, I don't know how much credit we can give Mike for that, right? Like Tyler seemed to be the de facto kind of target as the biggest other threat. Mm-hmm. And this does seem to be a season focused on eliminating big threats.
But you did see Carolyn talk about how she was impressed with Mike and seeing him in this context, right, of outside of the game.
Yes.
And she did vote with him, and she did, yes, think about seeing him in a different way. So I definitely feel like that Mike was effective in bringing Carolyn over, especially against the backdrop of how Rodney was acting towards her. I know that maybe that ended up being a negative for Tyler by association.
Well, and Sierra was the other person who voted for Carolyn, who voted for Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
So the votes for Tyler came from the people who were with Mike
red,
on reward.
Red team reward.
It was. And the people who were the target of his ire. And the one thing we've seen from Mike is that he can be very charming when he needs to win someone over. So maybe it was just that human moment coupled with kind of the negativity of Rodney was enough to switch things around. And also, I mean, you know, Mike has been killing it. And I think just like there's a momentum factor to Survivor. You know, if you see someone who's consistently winning out, you know, winning awards, playing idols, winning immunities, you know, I think people think like this guy could be around. I need to be on his team.
Let me ask you from the perspective of Mike, and I'd have to go back and watch his reaction on the second viewing. Did he know Tyler was going to get voted out tonight? Or did Mama C and Sierra just stack their votes on top of his? Was he blindsided? Did
That's
he expect somebody else to go home?
That's a really good question. That is a really good question.
All right. Well, I'm trying to think of who I could ask, because if I asked Tyler that, he may not know. So we'll have to see maybe from the secret scenes if we get any insight into that. Because do you think that would be the better move for Mama C and Sierra to tell Mike what they're doing?
Right.
Or should they just cast their votes and then say after the fact, you know, that was us and we did that?
Well, so like if they tell him, then they're basically like taking a side, right? And then it's like, is that the right side to be on?
Well, and then you also give Mike the opportunity to go back and use that information against them in some
ways. That's what I mean.
Again, I don't know how it would benefit him necessarily to go to Tyler and say, unless he just wanted to completely, you know, just blow the whole thing up and do that.
Do you think people actually can tell who votes like which vote? I can never tell, you know, like, I mean, I knew who was voting for whom, but I couldn't tell by handwriting. Like if someone had like cast a stray vote that I didn't know about, I wouldn't be able to discern based on the writing.
It's tough because, you know, us viewers at home, we know whose handwriting is whose, but you know, the other people, you don't tend to see like what, you don't know what their handwriting is. You don't have a baseline on that.
Dark. It's like firelit, you know, you can't really see it. Yeah.
Yeah. Colby writes triangles for A's.
Oh, see, good to know. If Colby's out there with
you,
Dan
need
Lambo.
To know. Well, yeah, maybe one of the things you should do is sit there and look at freeze frames,
handwriting analysis,
and like have like flashcards of like whose handwriting is whose, and then you'd be able to know.
That is going to be my secret strategy.
Yeah, Steven, only the third All-Star season. Can you believe it?
I'm really excited about that, to be honest. Like, I'm super, super excited. I mean, I'm sure you were super excited too.
Yep, and look how that went.
Yeah, I could very well get Sister Nina. That would be
whatever you do,
following in the footsteps of my idol.
Whatever you do, don't trust Boston Rob. If he's there, just run the other way.
It could be a Rob versus Russell season.
Rob, we're captains. Hey, I bet you didn't expect to see us. I'm back. I didn't even like Redemption Island.
I think you're going to need to watch a little bit more Russell. Your Russell Hance impression is slipping a little bit.
Slipping? No, it's my voice is slipping because I've been talking for 2 hours.
Yeah. But Yeah, I'm excited by that. Like, I always feel like fans versus favorite season, like, you eliminate half the field. Like, it's less competitive. I like the idea of playing against a truly competitive field.
Iron sharpens iron, a great man once said.
I've always believed that. I've always believed, you know, I want to, what was the other thing? I didn't he even say, like, I want us to sharpen each other out here or something to Rob when he was like, there's amazing scene with that. Yeah.
Okay. Let's keep going with a couple other things from tonight's vote. Dan, Dan was saved by the grace of Mama C tonight, right? If it wasn't for her, Dan's going home.
Yeah. I think that's right.
He's blindsided with an advantage in his pocket.
He would have been, he would have gone home. What did you think of the whole thing with Dan, how Dan and Will, did you like that Will told Dan that he had voted for him?
I liked the idea of Dan telling Will, but it was Will telling Dan, but Will was telling Dan, he's like, I just voted for you because, you know, I had to vote for somebody and that was the only reason why I did it. And it's like, well, that doesn't change anything just because you're coming to me and talking to me about it.
It was even more convoluted though. It was like, well, I knew people were going to be voting for Tyler, and I wanted to make it even, so I had to vote. Yeah, it was just like the most convoluted, awful explanation.
Yeah, it was like, well, I just wanted, like, if you're Dan, you just have to say, yeah, but so you were just like, if you know, you wanted somebody else to go home, and that somebody you wanted to go home was me.
Yeah,
you would have been fine if I went home.
Yeah.
And but like, I think why Dan not knew? But
why not just say nothing?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you can do at that point. You already have the egg on your face. You know, but you know, the thing about Will is that he is one that is, you know, always looking to apologize for things. And if he puts his foot in his mouth, he's going to go and try to make that right. Like he doesn't want that just to linger out there and have the, you know, people wonder, are you mad at me? Are you not mad at me? He's going to own it and he's going to take it back.
Yeah. Yeah, we've noticed that about him.
Yes, that's true about Will. As far as Dan goes, though, do you feel like, does he have enough evidence yet to know that people are trying, like, does Carolyn have the missing piece where she can now tell Dan, like, Dan, we by the way, like, these guys are trying to vote you off. Like, but no, why does no.
Like, Team Mike. Like, why does Carolyn want to be in the Mike camp? I don't get that. Like, Mike is the big threat to win.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that is Carolyn, you know, out of the frying pan and in the fire of, okay, right. Yeah, now you have to go up against Tyler in the end. Now you have to go up against Mike, who's a bigger jury threat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think. That's what I think, too, you know, but like, but Mike is immunity. So Mike's not going anywhere. I don't know. I mean, it's so convoluted.
Yeah.
It's a pickle.
And she has an idol, too. All right. Yeah. Steven, of course, so much going on here this week with everything of Survivor, but it'll be easy to forget that Mother's Day is right around the corner.
Oh, my gosh. I got to get something for my mother and my aunt and some other people.
Yes.
Do you have any suggestions?
All those moms in your life before you go. I know you got a million things going on. So,
gosh, we got questions, right?
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on. So. Steven, take the guesswork out and get your mom some Sherry's Berries because that is what hits the spot this Mother's Day and pretty much anytime.
I absolutely will do that. That's actually a great suggestion. I need to get something nice for my mom, my aunt, and a couple of other people. So that's wonderful. I love that idea.
Yes. For our listeners only, Sherry's Berries is offering giant, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, over a 40% savings. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in the code REALITYTV. They've got berries dipped in white milk and dark chocolate with chocolate chips, nuts, all of the fixin', Steven.
Wow.
Mom is going to be so happy. I'm sure your mom is proud, but she would be even more proud of the, instead of you just going on Survivor 31 voting, if you also were the son that gets her Sherry's Berries this Mother's Day.
And that's what Mama C should get for Mother's Day too. Yeah. You know, this was a big week. You know, I haven't yet decided if Mama C is getting the fishy, but she, you know, her loved ones should give her Sherry's Berries.
She should probably get it for Rodney for his birthday too.
yeah, exactly. So she can make up for it.
Bro, I've been on this beach for 30 days. This is no party. And now finally I got some berries. I got something to eat. I'm feeling good.
No dishes to do.
You don't have to wash dishes. Yeah. Just, I eat it with my fingers. That'll be great. All right. So here's how you get this amazing deal. Freshly dipped strawberry starting at $19.99, over 40% savings. This listener's is this offer is only for our listeners when you use the code Reality TV. That's Reality Space TV. That's at berries.com. That's BERRIES.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner. Type in Reality TV. That's Reality Space TV. Go to berries.com. Click on the microphone and type Reality TV. All right, Stephen, are you ready for questions?
I'm ready for questions. And I just want to add, though, berries, strawberry is very much in season right now. Very good time to get strawberries.
Very good. Very good time.
Very good time.
A very good time? A
very good time.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to bring in the questions. And here we go. Here we go.
Bavia Johnny wants to know, guys, random question. How do the survivors get to the actual location of Tribal Council and the challenges? Do they actually walk or get like a ride there?
There's a Vespa and they all take the, they all take,
scooter?
Yeah, they take the one at a time. They take the Vespa and they go, back and forth. All right. Justin Sharkey wants to know, would the I'm fed up with this game and I can't wait for you to write my name down ever have worked? Maybe before quitting the game was socially accepted. Can you think of a scenario where that would work?
I agree with Justin's point with this idea that like having someone being weaker now, makes them better to keep. And maybe there was a time when people, yes, in fact, I think there was a time when in like Cook Islands, someone said, you know, I'm sick of this game, just vote me out. And they did it. And then the guy was like, no, I'm not sick of this game. I'm good. But he still got voted out. I don't remember who it was. I'm sure someone can remember, but I think it was like someone in Cook Islands where that actually happened to them.
Yeah. Well, I think it might've been a girl, Stephanie, yes. And she had said to, I think Nate Gonzalez, she's like, well, you know, if I could just get out of here and get some like chicken and mashed potatoes and you know what I mean? And then Nate like went back and was like, she said she wants mashed potatoes. Like, you don't say you want mashed potatoes and want to stay. And then they ended up like, trying to vote her out then.
Yeah, but it's really the case, it seems, that like, you know, that has been one big evolution in the game, is that there used to be this sense of so-and-so deserves it. You know, we don't want, you know, we need like, we want only the people here who want to be here, versus now, you know, to Mike's point, you know, if you say you want to go, we're going to keep you.
Yeah, the thing that was so funny, though, about it was like, Rodney's like, all right, I got this plan and I'm going to tell Mike that I'm going to, you know, that I want to quit the game and then I'm going to really want to get out of here and I want to go home and then this game is over and I'm tired of this. And then he's going to not want, and then he's not going to play his idol because he's going to vote for me. And everyone's like, yeah, but that's not going to work.
He's like, yeah.
Yeah, but that's, he's like, no, because I'm a good actor.
Yeah. He said, why would he play if I'm acting so good? Like, he can't even believe it.
Yeah. He said he was the Robert De Niro. He's going to be Robert De Niro this season.
Yeah. That was great. Everyone was like, that will absolutely not work. This is the game of Survivor. No one is that dumb.
Nobody's going to fall for that. All right. Let's keep going. This is from A New Future.
A New Future wants to know, why does anyone want to align with Mike? He has proven that he will betray you without a second thought. Is Carolyn overthinking things by turning on Tyler?
Has
so that's
Mike,
sort of what we're discussing.
Has Mike proven that? Mike will betray people without a second thought?
I guess he hasn't really shown that. Yeah.
I mean, who's the person that Mike has betrayed without a second thought?
Well, Dan had the feeling that Mike betrayed their alliance, right? By teaming up with that Mike was the one who, you know, I think the narrative of the majority alliance, right, was that Mike kind of went crazy and turned on them.
Yeah, but we're not the people in the game. Like we've been watching the whole season. So, yeah. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, that is there somebody that Mike has betrayed?
I know. No, I guess not. Yeah. I mean, he accurately sussed out that he was being targeted and then, you know,
I mean, the only times that Blue Collar went to Tribal Council, first they voted out Lindsay and it was like pretty clear, like the vote was between Lindsay or Sierra at that point. And then they voted out Joaquin.
Lindsay or Rodney at that point, right?
I thought it was Lindsay or Sierra. I think the girls wanted to vote Rodney out, but them that it was the Alliance of Four and they were together. And then also then the second vote was with Joaquin. And Mike was never really allies with Joaquin at that point in the game. And then the stuff that, you know, then they voted out the no-collar people who were not really his allies.
Yeah. No, and then he only turned on his alliance when he became abundantly clear that they were trying to vote him out. So, I don't know.
I'm not saying he wouldn't. I'm just saying that to this point in the game, there hasn't been a person where Mike has, like, really blindsided them.
Well, it is not, to be fair, it's not the greatest idea to jump to Team Mike because Team Mike, you know, is like you don't want to be aligned with the biggest threat in the game.
Yeah. And he's got a great story to tell.
Yeah. He's a storyteller.
He's got a great story. Great face. This is from the one and only. Is it a smart move for Carolyn to get rid of Tyler because she knows, because he knows about the idol, or would it have been better to vote out Dan because he has the advantage, possibly go over to Mike knowing he's at the bottom of his alliance?
Yeah, I mean,
that's
this
the
is
question of the hour.
This is the question. And I'm convinced now. I've sort of come around to the idea that the move is to keep your ally, get rid of Dan and the advantage, and you know, you can flip back.
Okay. I think that's the way to go. Laser Dude 99, what does he have to say?
Laser Dude 99. So now one idol has been played. Does that mean that it is going back into hiding, or do you still think that there's a merge idol still not found? I don't think there's a merge idol, but I do think it's conceivable that this idol will come back.
Yeah, I think this idol will come back. I think that they just didn't put out a second idol. I've sort of come around to that, where the blue collar idol just became the merge idol.
Right.
And that's just what it was, because they never like rehid a merge idol or whatever, or never gave out any more clues to the merge idol since then, since it's been found. So for Mike, that idol will go back into play, and who knows, maybe Mike can find it again.
Very possible. We've seen that Mike is playing, you know, quite hard this season, so it's certainly conceivable that he would be the one to find the idol again.
Okay.
Daniel Solberg wants to know, why didn't Tyler call out Dan and tell everyone he had an extra vote?
Yeah, I was thinking about this too. At the tribal council, everybody's sort of dancing around the fact of what Dan has, but the thing about for Tyler that he's trying to blindside Dan, and it's sort of like a tricky thing, and he needs Dan to still think that he's in an alliance with him. So yeah. If he sort of outs that, then Dan will be like, well, I'm going to use my vote and I'm voting for Tyler tonight. Who's with me?
Yeah. And Tyler's whole game has been very much about placating people, you know, reassuring them, kind of pulling the wool over their eyes. So there's no real reason to blow up Dan's spot at that point.
Yeah, I agree. All right, let's keep going. Scott Grimes says, tonight, Mama C's vote was for Tyler, not shown by Jeff. Can your vote not being shown be very beneficial in this game, or is a moo point?
As a cow might say, a moo point. It's a classic Joey from Friends line. I agree that... No, I think it's a moo point.
Yeah, I don't think so. Why? Because the handwriting, was that what it is? Or she could say, you know, have plausible deniability. Like, I didn't vote for you.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't vote for you, you son of a bitch.
It is weird when they don't show, you know, why not? I guess, you know, he likes to do the... Vote does not count move, you know, it's and get everyone
does gets not count does not Oof. Count yeah. Yeah, I know that when in Survivor the Amazon, when Dina got voted out, like I tried to act like there was enough votes where like it could have been possible that I didn't vote for her, and I tried to act like I was surprised when it happened, but I just think that that's sort of a loser game to play. I feel like everybody always knows. I feel like you're better off just owning it.
Yeah totally.
Okay. This is from Survivor Fan 7. If Carolyn does in fact align with Mike in the next episode, what's her best path to the end? All right. So have we talked this through of Carolyn is with Mike now?
And Carolyn knows what the advantage is.
Yes.
Tyler told her. So the best move for them is to pull over Dan, right? And then they've got a 4-3 majority, because of that extra vote.
But aren't you going to have Sierra also? I feel like at that point, it's going to be everybody versus Will and Rodney. Like, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if those are the next two people voted out.
Why would you vote out Will and Rodney? That's what I'm saying. Like, those are the two people you want at the end with you.
Because I'm not sure if any of these groupings has enough people there to do anything else. It's like, I think that they could sort of all as a group say, okay, let's vote those two out. But yeah. who are the pairs there? Is it Mama C and Sierra are a pair now? And then, you know, Mike and Dan are back as a pair. Yeah.
Or it's like, you know, a bunch of individuals bouncing around, making like each best situational move. You know, I think the alliances have kind of seemed to be pretty much dissolved here.
It's tough. It's a tricky end game here.
It is a tricky end game. It's interesting. I think this is like the least firmly kind of knitted up alliance wise that we've seen the end game be.
Tell me the truth. 2 weeks from tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. Wednesday night, May 20th.
Oh my God, I'm leaving. There. I'm freaking out. Or you're I'm sitting not. There. I'm so depressed.
Final five. Could you be any less interested in how this season is going to turn out while you're sitting in that chair for 3 hours? you're just going to be on your phone the entire time on Twitter. What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, who cares?
Vote.
Who cares?
Your last chance to vote.
Who yeah. cares? Vote. All right. Right.
I mean, it kind of matters, right? If Mike wins, as I still believe he does, then he's not eligible to go on the show.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that? That they have these two people who are still in the game, who are in the mix for votes.
I like it. I like it because A, I think it kind of does kind of add the question. Well, do they win or don't they win? And I like it because it's better odds for me.
If one of them is out, yeah. So you like, if Mike wins, that's one less person.
Yeah.
So that you're all in for Mike. So so 10 of the 15 guys will make it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So you are all on team Mike.
I'm all, yeah. I love that.
All right, Mike Train. Here we go. Are you doing the happy? Will you say you tweeted recently, stop trying to make the happy dance happen. Will you join Mike in doing the happy dance if Mike wins?
I mean, I would do a happy dance for Mike. Yeah. I mean, what a coup that would be if Mike won and I was the last person on and I became the knowingest know-it-all in one fell swoop. Oh my God. Forget it.
It's what we do, baby. We do the happy dance.
It's what we do, baby. Okay. A couple more questions with Steven. Ryan Noakes says, where does the Carolyn impression rank among Rodney's impressions of people? That was a pretty decent Carolyn impression.
It was good, but not, I mean, you know, obviously number one is Mike. Will, I mean, his Dan is very strong. I thought Carolyn was very good too, but it was like third in my book.
Are you surprised to not see Rodney in the mix here for season 31?
I'm shocked.
I really was very surprised.
Yeah, I would put Rodney on in a heartbeat. Like, I thought he's great TV. How do you not love Rodney?
Do you suspect that they asked him he didn't want to do it, or you feel like they had too many season 30 people?
Maybe it's that. You know, maybe it's the latter. You know, you got to put Joe on. You know, Mike obviously is the hero right now.
And he's been such a character this season.
Yeah. You know, and Max was iconic, you know, in the very beginning of the season. I was surprised that Rodney was not on. Maybe they're saving him for, you know, Boston versus, Boston versus Los Angeles.
Yeah, Boston versus New York.
Yeah.
What a season. Okay.
Subway season.
Yeah. It's not Subway season.
It's not that.
Grave Guy 18 says, do you think Dan ever suspected himself possibly being voted out and using his two votes on Tyler to make sure he went instead? No, because I don't think Dan talked about that.
Yeah, I know. Tim Marzullo wants to know, is anyone else seeing a Rodney, Dan, Will final three with Rodney winning? Or am I only crazy one here? You are the only one crazy one here.
Yeah, I think that would be, boy, that's a tough final three for Jeff to get through.
Yeah, I don't think he would have called this one of his favorite seasons. If Zach right. Kennedy wants to know, Stephen, can you give fishies in your confessionals, please? It'll be great to see who you think deserves them in the moment, not watching at home. I love that idea. You know, who knows if they'll make air, but I'll totally do that.
Yeah. What's going to go on with your blog? Have you have a contingency plan?
I have two plans. One is that I've reached out to CBS and they said, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. You know, there's it's conceivable, that I would, you know, that I would find other people to fill in for me. And it's also conceivable that I would, even be allowed to do something
like an embedded reporter.
You know, like, I don't think it's gonna be live blogging. You know like, that it films before.
I'm writing this on day. Like, they should give you like a laptop, like at the end of every tribal council. Like, all right, Stephen, we need that people blog this week.
Yeah, that's my luxury. That's my proposed luxury item. Is my laptop.
good job, Keith Nail. You guys just got a fishy this week.
Yeah.
All right, Proud Nurse says, Carolyn playing a winning game by flipping on every alliance that she has had? Will the jury be bitter on her, the flipping ways? Will she get painted with the flippers never win brush?
Has Carolyn flipped that much? I mean,
she certainly flipped on Tyler.
Well, yeah, no, today she obviously flipped, but has she like flipped a lot prior to this?
She flipped on the white collar people.
Right. She did flip on the white collar people. Sort of, but she flipped with Tyler and, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. You know, these things are get muddy especially with three tribes. All right, let's do two more questions. Jorge Alvarado, shouldn't Mike approach Tyler knowing that the tribe is voting for him and try to work with him? This is like voting out Joe.
That's interesting. Like, go to him and like then try to flip him over.
I don't know. From where I'm sitting, things worked out fine for Mike.
Mike has like a best possible scenario here. With his biggest threat is eliminated.
Okay.
Boring Nick in law school wants to know, is there a situation where Tyler can get enough votes to vote Dan without Mike cashing on? I don't understand this question entirely.
Well, I think that the part of the problem was that, you know, they couldn't go to Mike and say, hey, Mike, vote for Dan. You know, put your vote on Dan tonight without Mike going back and saying, I don't know how much that would change anything. If ultimately it's, you know, another vote for Dan.
So is there a split though that we can get enough votes on Mike and enough votes on Dan without the three votes? I don't think so. I don't think there's a way to do that.
It was like they were trying to get away with something of getting Dan voted out with just two votes tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. And they would have.
It would have been, if it would have worked, we would have talked about how it was a really great play.
If it weren't for those rascally kids.
One last one. Liz Hersey says, was Dan foolhardy for not playing his advantage this tribal council? Do you think he'll have to use it next week on who? Well, I think it would have been foolhardy to play the advantage in the game as just like stacking more votes on Mike, which were going to be nullified by the immunity idol.
Yeah. The question though is like, knowing that there was a plan against him, right? Which he got no votes, right? So, if he had figured out there was a plan against him, but it turned out to only be a fake plan. No one was actually voting for Dan.
Okay. All right, Stephen, we could go on and on and on tonight about season 31 and Survivor Know-It-Alls and everything, but we gotta stop the show. Plenty more to do. Lots of podcasts coming up tomorrow. Stephen's People blog. I'm very excited about all of this, Stephen.
I'm really excited too. I am really excited. And, I did want to apologize to you for one thing. In my video, I made a number, we talked before I filmed the video and you gave me some suggestions, you were like, well, you got to mention Muffin. And I did. I was like, I even told the producers, like, I want a shout out to Muffin in this video as like a little bit of a shout out to the RHAB community. No Muffin mentioned. Not only that, I said, you can see the cuts too. I say, I'm a people blogger and one half of the Survivor Know-It-Alls. And they got rid of the Survivor Know-It-Alls. They edited it out of history.
Steven, this is not canon, this stuff that you're talking about, this is... If it's not in the, if it's not in the video...
I'm like a storyteller, that's what I do.
I don't know, it sounds like fan fiction to me.
You're right. I mean, you're right. Who am I to? Yeah, I've instituted this policy. Who am I to deny it?
It's not in the video. Then we get that's a, it's
you
not.
You can't
canon.
Believe the contestants. Yeah,
exit interviews are not canon. That's right. Yeah. And stuff that didn't make the cut of the campaign videos are not canon.
That's fair.
Well.
All right.
So this is so much fun. So much going on in the Survivor world. Steven, I have invited your fellow Survivor 31 nominees all to appear on the podcast with me.
What? Equal time? This is outrageous.
Well, I don't know if we could ever do equal time. that would be...
I'm excited. That's fun. That's fun. This is such a fun moment. And I think this is such a great thing for RHAB too, just to like have... It's fun.
Yeah. All right. So if any of Steven's compatriots want to join me on the podcast, hit me up on Twitter. Be happy to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of their first appearances on the game, why they deserve a second chance, and much, much more. All this stuff coming up, of course, Tyson Cast coming tomorrow. Get your voicemails in for my conversation with Tyson. Robinswebsite.com/voicemail or 323-282-RHAP. So much going on, Steven. So much.
Crazy, crazy times. It's going to be a crazy couple of weeks, a really fun couple of weeks. And hopefully it doesn't end in, massive disappointment and public embarrassment.
Yes. Hopefully you are not kicking off our Survivor summer off-season coverage with me 3 weeks from tonight.
You know what? That would be a soft landing. That would be
soft landing. When Stephen Fishback and I count down the top 31 reward challenge celebrations of all time.
That's number two. That's number two best summer.
All right, everybody. Have a great night. We have a hashtag.
Someone started the get Stephen Fishback on Survivor account, and their hashtag was get fish back with a BACK. You see with hashtag get fish back.
Get fish. All right. That could be your official campaign.
That's my hashtag. Yeah, that's my campaign hashtag.
Let's just go with a hashtag. Hashtag Vespa here for us tonight. And of course, if you want Steven, you have Steven's hashtag as well. All right, everybody, have a great night and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye.
Good night, everybody. Survivor Know-It-Alls. Survivor Know-It-Alls.